This is the BBC. We commence with the Greenslade impressions. Oh, look, I'm a train!
It's going to be a long, hard winter.
And now, listeners, I would like to thank those of you who sent old Greenslade all those lovely gifts of ties, socks, and shirts. Keep sending them in, Greensladers, and here is my new address. Greenslade's Natty Gents Outfitters, Petticoat Lane, London. 2, 4, 6, 8, hold, we abreast.
And that signals the start of another highly esteemed Goon Show!
This has nothing to do with the show, but isn't it beautiful?
Austria between the years 1908 and 1910. Or to be exact, 1909. The scene opens in the rural hamlet of Bake, situated on the River Bonn. But then you have all heard of Bacon Bonn.
Yes, Bacon Bonn. In that fateful year, I, Nellie Seagoon, was on a walking tour of the Austrian Istrian. By chance, I was given a ticket for the grand ball held at the Schloss Brandenburg in honor of the Emperor's son, Crown Prince Arnold.
Yes, the Crown Prince, being of the House of Heidelberger, was the heir. But we reactionaries did not want another Heidelberger on the throne. So that night at the Grand Ball, we conspired. There you are, Count Moriarty.
Ah, good Albert, Herr Colonel Gritbite. I've been looking for you all over the ballroom.
You fool, you made it so obvious hanging on the chandelier.
Axtung, listen. We must talk together.
No, I'll wait until you've finished.
No, let us go outside on the balcony.
No, we mustn't do that. We're being watched.
How can we talk without arousing suspicion?
I have it. Come close.
Yeah.
Hold tight now. And up. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Chassis reverse turn.
Why, you waltz divinely. Now we can talk without drawing attention to each other.
Yes.
You come here often?
Only for assassination.
Good. Assassination. That brings us to the point of Grunfeld's arm. What is the plan for him?
Well, this night he is sleeping in the castle.
Hello?
At the hour of midnight, we must place a bomb in his bed. 2, 3.
But surely he's bound to feel a cold bomb?
No. Not if it's put inside a hot water bottle. 2, 3, 2, 3.
Good. I tell you what to do.
Pardon me.
Yes?
May I cut in? This is an excuse me now, you know.
Come. I'll see you later, Colonel Gritbite.
Very good, Mariah.
I'll see you here. I'll see you soon.
Would you mind taking a knee out of my eyes?
I beg your pardon.
Now, there. I hope you didn't mind me excusing you.
No, I love competition.
I'm Eddie Seagoon, English tourist, you know. I'm on a walking tour.
I thought this couldn't be dancing.
Imperial Majesties, the Emperor and Empress Ferrandel El Ilhuan de Lobos Catalania of Sardinia. His Excellency, the Count de Shekels, Ambassador to the Royal Principality of the House of Jorgenburg the Second. Fred Smith.
That's our British ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There he goes, collecting for Britain.
Now then, Colonel Gritbite, I have some bad news.
Bad news?
The man who is going to plant the bomb has got cold feet.
I told you not to send a man without socks.
We must find some other Charlie.
Another Charlie,
yeah.
Eh? Well, let's go into the throne room. Ah. Curse, somebody's in there.
And going to bed now. It's way past 9 o'clock, you know.
No, no, wait, Neddy, wait. Just a moment. Moriarty. Moriarty, this is the Charlie for the bomb plan.
What? But this idiot is English.
Is there any other kind? Now listen, what I have in mind is this.
The two men finished whispering and then spoke.
Seagoon, take off that three-ply deerstalker.
There you are.
Moriarty, have a look at our English friend. Precisely. But look at the birthmark on the lining of his hat.
Ah, it says mother.
That. I had it tattooed in at Portsmouth.
Sapristi Knuckles. That is the royal birthmark of the Dimburgers.
Yes. I've been told that often.
Naturally. Your rightful place is on the throne.
Yes, but it's locked.
Thank you. Let me tell you a folklore. When you were but a month old, you were snatched from your cradle and an impostor was put in your place. And then...
Yes.
Please, don't do that. Yes, you, poor lad, were wrapped in a copy of the Radio Times and placed on the doorstep of a barber shop.
I know. I hated that barber.
He took you in, didn't he?
Not until I was 23. By that time, I was too big to step over.
Nevertheless, you are now the heir to the throne.
Me? Emperor of Austria or Hungary?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have a grand time, won't we?
Yes.
Wine and girls and wine and girls and, yes. And girls and singing. Be my lord! 3 to 4! 3 to 4! I'm king! Good luck, I'm king! I must send the postcard of a lad, wouldn't I?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Watchapolo, what are you doing tonight? I'm an emperor, aren't we all?
You silly, twisted boy, you are.
Well, my loyal subject. Where's the keys to the old royal birth, eh? And while we're giving orders, get me a princess.
Not so fast, Kronprinz Jolly. Before we can take on this, there is one little job you must do.
Just say the word.
Assassinate Kronprinz Arnold. Spread the better cavalry.
The Rightful Heir, Part 2. Until the plot to eliminate Kronprinz Arnold has been perfected, the rightful heir, Ned Seagoon, is kept in the Gasthaus of Fred Café. Bed and Frühstück Zweimark, proprietor, Herr Krantz.
Guten Morgen, Herr Ober.
Guten Morgen, mein Harry. Do you want breakfast now, or will you wait until it's ready?
Six boiled eggs.
Good. I'll just shout down the hatch.
Frau Bannister?
Sechs gekochte Eier. Coffee, mein Harry?
Yes.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
Und ein Tasse Kaffee.
With milk.
Mit ein bisschen Milch.
Mit ein bisschen Milch.
Yeah.
Oh, and bread and butter.
Und bread mit butter. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Then I'll just go down into the kitchen.
Why?
Minnie doesn't understand German.
I sat back to read a picture of King Edward. I was just about to draw a mustache in the portrait. Went through the window. It is a stone with a man tied to it. Hello. Oh, it's good to be alive. Well, you ragged idiot.
I'm the famous echo. And I got a message for you.
Let me see. This paper is blank.
I know. I've got to write the message on it. Now then, what's your name?
Seagoon.
Okay. Seagoon. The man who is writing this note has a message for you. Signed, Eccles.
There. Read that. Is it for me?
Let me see. Your name Seagull?
Yes.
Yep, it's for you, yep.
Who's it from?
Who's it from now? Let me see. Signed, Enc... Oh, no, next. Signed, Enc... Signed, Enkel. No, that's not it. Got the word here. I got it. I got that word. Signed Eccles. It's for me.
Give it here. Let me see it. Duer Saglun. Der Mann Rus Nat Le Fur. Grot Olg Fog Mag. Sigund Eccles.
I made a right mess of that, didn't I?
Never mind, Paxton. It so happens I overheard you writing this note.
Oh, well, burn that note quick.
Why?
I don't want people to think that I'm a literate.
Why not? You have the personality to carry it off.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Oh, it's fun to be alive. Fun to be alive.
Now, hurry up and give me that message.
Oh, yeah. You've got to go to the castle of the Imperial Hussars and ask the commander for the secret parcel.
Secret parcel, right.
Yep, Paul, I'm going to be off now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Gad, I've never seen a man's boots move so fast.
Neither have I. I've got to run after him.
Wait, come with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to explain the reason for that extended silence. It's quite simple. When Ned Seagoon and the famous Eccles departed, the room was left empty. Hence, the lack of sound. In case any of you have just switched on, here once again is the sound of an empty room. Thank you. I leave you with the empty room.
I'm coming, buddy. Well, here's your breakfast there, Seagoon.
Six eggs.
Six eggs. coffee with milk, Herr Seagull.
With the milk, yes. Yes. Grapefruit, buddy.
Do you mean that, Min?
Yes, I love you, Miss Eddie.
Delicious, you love me. Put that piano down.
I didn't know I had it. You know I'm
here. Come along, Min. Poor Harry C. June has gone without his breakfast. We must go.
Little do they know that by now Seagoon had reached the castle of the Imperial Hussars.
Hey, there in the castle!
Cut me, Curder, and hit me not this blue. That sounds like in Charlie the First. Tallulah!
Yes, sir?
Lower the drawbridge.
Jim Tong and Lapo.
Good. Right, come across.
I can't. It's on my foot.
We'll raise it a bit. Come on in. Muggle me, steaming chuck. 2 feet off the ground and he walks under it. Lower it. No, it just isn't his day.
You fool! Ooh. Do you realize I'm Crown Prince Neddy?
Crown Prince Nurgle?
Yes.
What? Oh, please, Neddy, forgive an old compactor. I'll go to my room and I'll shoot myself.
You can shoot yourself out of here.
What? You want me to catch my debt of gold? No, I'll do it in my room like a soldier and a man. Sire, could you lend me a pistol?
No.
A dagger?
No.
A sword?
No.
And Bob.
Yes.
Good, I'll borrow that. Honor is satisfied. Unseal the nappy. Now, Your Highness, the secret parcel here is for you.
It's heavy, isn't it?
I'm still holding on to it. Now, this is to be placed in the bed of that imposter, Crown Prince Arnold. But first, pull up a portcullis and listen to Gladys Ellie.
Give me your word
your love will never die. Yes, give me your word. You feel the same as I. My heart will beat a lifetime just for you. That's all it wants to do. If yours is just as true, why don't you give me your lips and let your lips remain.
Come on, honey, give me one smack.
Give me your word. I am not in love in vain. Give me one hope to guide me. One vow you'll be beside me always. Give me your word.
That's my word. Yes.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that one phrase. That's all I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they just sincerely. No other word can tell them how so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. Promise you are.
Dangerous?
Only when it explodes. Now, what you have to do is to rouse the villagers.
Are they asleep?
No more than usual. Moriarty, a horse for the Kronprinzengi.
That's the first one. Right, I'm off to rally the villagers round my banner. Get up there! We'll leave all tonight.
Oh, good luck.
We'll leave all tonight.
Blimey, you back again.
Right, get up.
Ah, your breakfast is ready.
Not now. We're starting the revolution. Yes?
We will leave all tonight.
We'll leave all tonight? Oh, I must warn the villagers.
Here, mate, don't keep picking on me. Try that out over there. We'll be both tonight.
Okay, don't keep picking on me. Tell that house over there.
Right, mate.
By the way, is that phone call for me?
Which one?
That one.
Pick it up.
Hello,
we'll be both tonight.
Thank you. Yes?
We have breakfast tonight.
When's the revolution?
Excuse me.
Certainly.
goddamn care, do we?
Meanwhile, in the bedroom of the Crown Prince, it is 2 minutes to nine.
With our plans. I've had news of the Crown Prince left for Switzerland this morning.
But who's in his bed?
Yeah, I didn't think.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Raisin Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan. Announcer Wallace Greenspade, the program produced by Peter Heaton.
You're listening to Radio 740, CBC Toronto.